This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I'm sorry, you going to say something?
No, of course I was going to continue the sports talk show. That's what I was going to do, but I don't.
All right, continue.
Were you going to say something? I mean, don't we
I didn't generally? Know. I didn't know. You looked at me. Normally when you look at me, you say, you have something to say, so I was going to say it, and then you were continuing to say something as you were looking at me.
No, I was. Well, I looked at you because you were struggling with something, and I wanted to make sure the thing you were struggling with you had off of your desk before we started the segment, because there's cameras in here, and I just there's such a thing as identity theft, and I was concerned about that.
I'm just so effing annoyed right now.
Okay.
I started the show an hour ago. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, this is great. This is awesome. We played a little MC Hammer. We got the Knicks. We got the hockey playoffs. We got the Philadelphia 76ers coming to town. The Garden's going to be on fire this week. I mean, this is just, it's a great time to be a sports fan in New York.
It is.
Right. So I'm going to Montreal for my hockey tournament.
Right. The Wasps.
Yes. And, I'm trying to check in on the Air Canada app because I'm flying Air Canada.
Things are tough, huh?
They're run by United.
Okay. Merger.
Right. I don't know. They're a part of United, whatever. Their app interface with the United app absolutely sucks. It's effing impossible to check in on the app. And it's got to do with your passport and allowing your camera access, and it doesn't show up, and it does just absolutely sucks. So I'm going to have to deal with the Nimrods over at the airport today. Just the pack of mules that are going to end up flying.
Dare I say, old guy technology spot?
No, it's not. I'm not an old guy I'm up to date with all technology.
Are you?
Yeah, 100%. You know what? I'll let you do it, smart
ass. I'll do it. Because I just went through this with Turks and Caicos. I had to do it. Didn't have an issue.
What airline?
We flew Delta, JetBlue. JetBlue one way, Delta the other way.
All right, yeah, but this is different. Because JetBlue and Delta, American companies coming out of America, going to Turks and Caicos. This is Air Canada that is tied into United for some goddamn reason. And they can't stand alone, I guess, because they're a communist country. So they got to be tied into something. And their app sucks. And yesterday, I spent an hour trying to do this. And I said, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm not doing it anymore.
If I can get it done for you.
Yes.
What do I get in return?
A big thank you, because you're helping this old man out, according to you.
You should help
your elders out. You should help older people out. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not a dope. I know what's going on.
I know you're not a dope,
but sucks.
You know what? When you said allow camera access as being one of the things that was not
right,
you off your game.
Right, but that's why I get stuck, because the app itself is not allowing my camera to focus in on the passport.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Charlie in West Milford has to say. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, Boomer. How you doing, guys?
All right, Charlie. What's happening?
Hey, Boomer, I'm going to Alaska next Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm having the same goddamn problem. I'm driving myself crazy with this Air Alaska trip.
And Charlie, can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 65.
Okay.
Say, it's not an old person problem. Stop, stop. It's not. Charlie, I can tell Charlie's with it. Charlie's going to Alaska.
This guy's named Gene. He's got to be over 60. Gene, how old are you?
Hey, guys. Yes, I'm over 60.
See, everybody's all over right, 60 so with the app issues.
No. Guys, listen, I've traveled all over the world. I work for a Canadian bank. I go back and forth all the time. The Air Canada app is not very good.
Okay. And by the way, you have the Air Canada app, and then you have something called AeroCan. There's Air Canada, and then there's something called AeroCan. I don't know. Shut up, Eddie.
And that's not an old guy thing, trust me.
No, it's not.
All right, Gene. Listen, all I know is I'm going to give it a shot and a break, and if I go zoom, zoom, zoom with the thing, that this is what one of my favorite things in the world is when Gina says the TV's not working and it's broken and there's nothing you can do to fix it and we have to call.
Oh, wait
the
a minute. Hold on.
And I'm like,
that's not.
And I go in and I'm like, all right, doot, doot, doot. I remember I told you the story about the mother-in-law. She set up a cable appointment.
Yes.
And she goes, you know, the goddamn TV's not working again. All I get, first of all, I get his news 12, and then now it's just black. So I go over there. The batteries in her remote had died.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm used to swooping in and fixing the easy problems for people that they can't figure out.
Back in my day, there was no such thing as an app. You'd walk into the airport and they'd get your paper ticket and they'd rip it up, and you're allowed to smoke on the planes too. And the stewardesses used to have cleavage. Now it's just some guy named Josh.
All right, okay.
David in Harlem. What's going on, David?
Boomer and Gio, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, what's happening, David?
Boomer, I just had to check in for a flight to the Dominican Republic on the crappy United app. Go to your desktop, log in for your United or Air Canada. After 3 times, it's going to tell you, do you want to manually enter the information? And then you can manually enter your passport information and check in online.
Mm. Sounds like a solution? Look like David is figuring this out?
Yeah, you know, it is, but you know, you want to have it in your wallet on your phone.
Boomer, I'm a teacher, so I'm not as bougie as you. I have it on my phone. I do what I can.
You do? Okay. So. All right, I appreciate it. Well, listen, David. I don't know where this whole bouginess thing comes from, but I'm just...
Now, and, he's flying commercial, for God's sakes.
Right, and now I'm going to be with, you know, thousands of people in line, jammed up. I'm going to have to leave early now. I didn't want to leave early, but
we've got some time to fix this. I believe that we will.
Look, I'm telling you, I spent an hour yesterday.
Yeah.
I had the laptop. I had the whole thing. The interface between Air Canada and United is the problem. It sucks. You have these apps. These apps supposed to be working smoothly. And when you get to when you finally get to the United app, which I'm a United member.
Yeah.
And you have to scan, and it asks for permission to use your camera on the phone.
Dagnabbit!
And you say, I allow, you jackass. I allow it. And then the camera doesn't come up and you can't scan it and you get stuck right there. If that thing was working and I could scan the passport, I would be able to check in and I would have my boarding pass on my phone. That is the way I normally do everything. But for some reason, these two apps, and I know why, set Justin Trudeau up there.
You think it's his fault?
Slap.
All right, let me ask you something. Dimitri. Slap. Dimitri's on the WASP team, is he not?
Yes, he is. I think they're flying out of JFK. I'm going
out of Newark. No, he's out of LaGuardia.
Oh, he's at how did you know this?
Because he texted, he said something about LaGuardia this morning.
Okay.
He texted both me and you.
I didn't look at it.
And he is flying out of LaGuardia. Is he flying Air Canada?
I don't know.
Well, I'm assuming that he probably
is. No, he may not be. Maybe flying Delta. I don't know.
But Dimitri's dumber than a box of hair.
But that's true.
If he could figure this out.
Yeah, but what did he text us?
He said that he's in LaGuardia. And I can't say what he texted us, but he's at LaGuardia and he's seeing things he doesn't like. I'm just not going to say what it is.
Okay. But seeing people sleeping on the floors.
But If he could figure out this stuff and he's already at the airport, then I'm sorry. This probably
I so you want to talk about user guy problems? He's a little bit younger than me. He probably leaves like at 10 o'clock and he's at the airport 3 hours before takeoff. That is an old guy thing. That's not me. And he's younger than I am.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he probably figured out the app, though.
Yeah, but he's probably flying Delta. So you only deal with one app. I'm dealing with an interface because somehow Air Canada was within the United family.
All right, I just texted him, what airline? If he comes back with Air Canada, you're losing a point here because if Dimitri's figuring things out that you're not, that's on you.
Believe me.
It's on
that's
you.
That's not even possible.
This is a man who gets his butthole bleached. And he's working apps better than you? All right.
Delta. You're lucky.
There you go. I told you. You're lucky. So you're sitting here telling me, oh, he's smarter than you. He can do this.
I didn't say that.
He can't do that. But one thing he can do, he can score goals. And if he gets his head out of his ass and play a little defense, we'll be fine.
His head out of his bleached ass.
Right, exactly. We'll be fine. So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So, and this is the problem with, like, millennials and Gen X's and all sorts of crap
right now. Gen Z, not Gen
Z, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what this kid is on my team, but so you put out the uniforms. You say this is what you wear. You're traveling as a team. You're representing, Long Island, and we're going up into a foreign country, and you have a uniform choice. Like we have choices, and you have to bring a number of uniforms with you, and they all have to match. So one of our uniforms for people out there in hockey, you have shells, hockey shells, pants. And we wear red for one of our uniforms. So we wear navy blue or red. Okay?
Got it.
This slap takes a picture. He goes, are these all right? And they're the Ranger pants. He has, like, Ranger pants. He's
okay.
A Ranger fan. And they are red. But they have the Ranger red, white, and blue around it and the piping and all that stuff. That's not what we wear. And he said, well, I'm bringing them. I said, well, good, you can wear them to bed because you're not wearing them on the ice.
Wow. How old is this guy?
He's 32. He's Gunner's age.
Okay.
And I'm like, you show up in those shells or in that hockey pants, you will not be playing.
Is this Mastalone?
No, it's not Mastalone.
Is it Bronzo?
It's Montgomery.
Oh, it's Montgomery? I don't know Montgomery.
It's another one.
Kenny in Easton, PA. What's going on, Kenny?
Hey, what's happening, Gio? Hey, Boomer, I got a quick tip for you there, brother. On your phone, there's a thing called settings. You click on that, and you scroll down. It'll say permissions. When you see permissions, you'll see the apps that you want to have permissions to. Just click on the one that says Air Canada or whatever you want, and it already has the permission. That way, when you're going into your app and you're doing all that crap, you already have the permission.
You know what, Kenny? If that works, Kenny, I will give you credit because I have not done that. I will try. I will do that. And Kenny, by the way, I do know what settings is on the phone.
I know. 10-year-old,
goddamn it, or an 85-year-old.
And one more thing, Boomer.
What?
The Rangers.
Yes, I like it.
Back in my day, every phone had a cord on it. I knew where it was.
Now I need my glasses.
Now I got to keep track of the thing.
I'm going to get it done for you. Don't worry about it. We're going to get it.
I'm leaving early just because you're pissing me off now. I started off with I had an IV doc yesterday, a little Toradol. I'm feeling good.
What'd you need that for?
Well, I had the colonoscopy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Right? And it took me a while to get back to normal.
Take you a while to get back to normal?
Yes.
You're talking about regulated bowel movements.
Yeah, but Al said something about the giant intestine and everything getting jammed up in there.
Well, and you're all cleared out, so it had to fill up before you used
right,
it again.
Exactly. And
like the dump button, right?
It's kind of like, yes. But so it finally came to fruition on my birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it was very good.
Awesome. I'm happy for you.
And then I got the IV doc.
Okay.
And it was all good.
Yeah, you came in a great mood.
Yeah, and so like, and you guys now are a little bit, you're annoying me.
Well, the app is annoying you, and we're trying to
help.
No, you're
not trying to help.
What you're trying to
do is you're trying to annoy me because you know that you're trying to get under my skin. I know what you're doing. Oh, it's just an old man. And then you're comparing me to your mother-in-law, And by the way, I was the guy that had to tell the guys at Audio Interiors, they were like claiming like my TV was green, like was having green. I'm like, it's not the TV. It's one of these flipping switches that you have that is tied to our remote that there's something wrong with that.
Yeah. I need those guys
to come. You want to know something? I was right.
You were you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm happy
around
for
a
you.
Lot of electronics. I'm always up on that stuff.
So all right, we'll see. We'll see if we get this fixed for you.
If
right,
we don't,
want to get an engineer for you?
If we don't, I'm going to have to leave early. I'm going to take Kenny, and I'm going to take his advice. I'm going to go in there, in the settings, find your app.
Yeah.
You can allow all these different things. I know that. But I did not think about doing that, so I will do that. So we'll see if I can do this while we're in the break.
Okay. Fingers crossed. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I need to go to the bathroom. If you keep that up, I'm going to come in there and punch you right in the face. And then we'll see who's going to go to the bathroom.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's going to be a tough pill to swallow for the big guy. Guess who saved the day? One of those damn millennials.
Dag nabbit!
Swooped right in, got that passport uploaded. In the break, how long was that break there, Eddie? How long?
That was approximately 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
A little less.
Spent all day yesterday trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so by the way.
Yeah?
No, you got it. You got it right.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you what we had to do. Was how many different steps?
It was a lot of steps, but we figured it out in 5 minutes.
Let me get my wheelchair.
I didn't click that. There was a wheelchair. Do you need a wheelchair? A button. I didn't click that.
Yeah, I know you did. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll give you credit. But
all right, thank you. That's all I need. I'm not going to rub it in. Just say.
But what I'm saying to you is you saw where it went to.
Let's put it this way. I could see how you could get confused.
I'm not confused. It just stopped.
And how it would be a pain in the ass.
You're my hero. Okay? Do you feel better?
I don't need to be the hero.
No, you're the hero.
I just want you to be
now
like...
I don't have to leave really early.
Yeah. I got it done. That's all.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
Someone just turned the radio on and said, was there a format change?
Stay old, Jerry.
You know, sometimes you see like an elderly woman who just left the grocery store.
Yes.
She's trying to cross the street and she's got a bunch
robber.
Of bags.
Yeah.
You're like, excuse me, ma'am. Can I grab some bags for you and help you across the street? You just feel the need to do that?
Yes.
That's the way I felt with this app thing. And I said, I'll take care of it. Don't worry, man. You got a lot going on in your life. You know, you've seen a lot. You've done a lot. Let the young guy come in and fix it for you.
You're my hero.
I've noticed myself lately being much nicer to old people.
You know what was funny about this? Like, knowing how Boomer loves being right and winning because he's got that DNA and that professional athlete DNA. Part of you didn't want that to work.
That's not true. I wanted it to work because I didn't want to be aggravated when I got to the airport.
Part of you did not want me to fix that.
I did not want to be aggravated when I went to the airport. By the way, so Kenny called in and said, go into your settings.
Yeah.
Which I did. Mm-hmm. I showed you the settings. Opened up the United app. In my settings, it already had access to the camera.
To everything, yeah.
It did.
And it was still asking you to do it, yes.
Yes.
So Kenny's suggestion was Fugazi's suggestion.
Well, it already was, you know, allow.
All right, Jerry, you got some sports?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Knicks, Sixers, first round of the playoffs after Philadelphia dispatched of Miami.
16 on the shot clock, 28 to Hero for three and a tie. It's blocked by Batum. Maxey knocks the ball, and he's fouled. Nick Batum has done it all. He blocked him. What a play. He's made 6 threes, 7 field goals, and the defense right there. Tyler Hero rejected on the perimeter.
Yeah, big play down the stretch, final minute of the game. Sixers radio with the call. Philly would wind up winning this game 105-104. Joel Embiid had 23 and 15. Batum, that block, he added 20 off the bench. Here was Embiid on ESPN, says Batum, amazing all over the floor.
Everything. He's the reason why we won. You know, made a couple big shots, started to run. And then defensively, I think he was even better. Just getting to Jimmy, Tyler.
See, Tyler, he's, Hero, he's the OG Ananobi of the 76ers, is what he is.
Mm. He was pretty damn good last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the reasons why I think the Knicks wanted OG Ananobi was because he fit in so perfectly offensively, but he has supercharged the defense, and he usually plays against the other team's, you know, other mid-sized best player.
Yes, absolutely. And
that's why it should be low scoring. That game was low scoring last night under NBA standards.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this could have, you know, sort of like last year with the Heat and the Knicks, it could have a very 90s feel.
A grind it out type of series.
Yeah. And I do think that, you know, the Knicks defensively are a better team than the Sixers defensively. The biggest difference is, as much as we love Jalen Brunson as a superstar, Joel Embiid at his best is unstoppable. So if he's at his best, then it's going to be very difficult. If he's not, the Knicks are going to win the series and maybe in, you know, 5 or 6.
Let him get his 30 and 10. I don't care. You got to stop the other guys.
But you saw what happened at the end of this game. You know, Jimmy Butler gets hurt. Joel Embiid has, you know, an 11-point fourth quarter, and he takes him into the first round. I mean, it was him. He put the team on his shoulders, even though he didn't play all that well in the first three quarters of the game.
So the Heat lose. That means they play the Bulls for the 8th seed tomorrow. Butler was injured. Not sure if he'll be able to play or not. We know Zion's out, by the way,
yeah,
for the Pelicans in that game. He's going to be out at least a couple of weeks if they should win and advance. Chicago beat Atlanta 131-116. Now, the Lakers beat the Pelicans Tuesday night, and they do get the Nuggets in the first round. So here was Darvin Ham. I don't know if this was the day before the game or after they won, but he was asked about trying to avoid Denver. It's kind of hard to hear, but that's where the reporter's going.
Stuff does that mean?
Saying what again?
Be better off if you guys lost this game to avoid Denver in the first round, to play.
Insane asylum sources say.
Sure.
Nah.
It was just chatter.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
All right, so he says it's just chatter.
It must have been somebody in the subway.
Stephen A. Smith on ESPN, I guess, thinks they were talking about them, to where he took offense to that.
We didn't sit up here and suggest that the Lakers should avoid the Denver Nuggets. What we asked were you going to? Because the Denver Nuggets been whipping your ass.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Like that mindset?
Yeah, right.
Like that's a dopey mindset.
Yeah, I agree.
You go out and you win a game. That's what you do.
And he made it seem like he thought it was a mischaracterization of the conversation they were having on TV, but it's the same mindset.
It is the same thing.
So the whole thing was kind of goofy. We get to the baseball.
Well, he wasn't a very good basketball player in high school, so don't worry about it.
We did Stephen A?
Yeah.
You think they busted him on his college numbers, though, right? Didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, that was funny. It was a segment where I guess he played like maybe 1 year of college basketball.
Wasn't that Whitlock when they were fighting back and forth?
No, it might have been him, but I think it was also one of the teams.
No, but no, it was actually the people on First Take like brought it up.
Oh, okay.
And now Whitlock also crushed him on
it. But also one of the NBA teams brought it up.
Oh, did they?
I thought.
Yeah. Well, everybody likes to because he talks. I mean, that's just one of those things. But then again, you know, he's getting paid a gazillion dollars to do his job very, very well. I don't think he cares that he ever.
There you go. That's what we're talking
about. The Yankees were on the verge of being swept out of Toronto. They were losing 4-1 in the late innings. And then all of a sudden, signs of life, starting with one Juan Soto.
2-2. Swing and a deep shot, right field, Springer turning, watching, and watching it into the bullpen for a home run.
Juan Soto
connects on a solo shot to straightaway right field into the Yankee bullpen. And for Soto, his fourth home run, it's now a 4-2 ball game.
And that was Justin Shackle right here on the Fan.
Juan Soto!
Giancarlo Stanton would then homer. Jose Trevino, the game-tying RBI single. And then Aaron Judge snaps the 4-4 tie in the ninth with a two-run single. And all of a sudden, you go from down 4-1 to winning 6-4. Much different feel. Here was Soto with Susan. We never quit.
We focus on playing 27 outs. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're losing by 10 or winning by 10. We're playing 27 outs. And that's what we were focused on. And I think that's what it takes us where we are. At the end of the day, yeah, it was a tough moment to start the ninth, but we never give up. We stick with the plan, and we came through.
And they came through indeed. Marcus Stroman made the start in this game, not surprised by the comeback.
It's definitely exciting watching that. We feel like we can kind of do that on any inning, and we kind of feel like that's going to happen.
Well, it hasn't been happening, though it did happen yesterday. So, Clay Holmes, a nice easy ninth for the save. The Yankees face the Rays tomorrow night. As for the Mets, a day game out at Citi Field, trailing 1-0, and then all of a sudden the offense broke out, and then the offense piled on.
The 0-2. That's looped the other way. It's going to fall in for a base hit. McNeil scores. Alvarez digging for the plate right behind him. He scores standing. Throw goes to third. Stopping at second is Taylor, and on at first with a two-run single is Brandon Nimmo, and the Mets have opened up a 9-1 lead.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
How good is that? What's this?
I mean, just the fact that they getaway game, 9 runs. They got off today. I don't know when they're traveling. I'm assuming that they traveled yesterday to LA, I would think.
Yeah, I would think they're there.
So they're off today in LA. Probably a bunch of guys going to play golf.
Yeah, I would hope so. Well, Jeff McNeil for sure.
And by the way, one of the other key players here is we were talking about Taylor. One of the other key is Starling Marte.
Yeah,
he's got to stay healthy all year long.
Had the go-ahead home run yesterday when they were down 1-0.
Yeah, so again, you know, we were talking in the preseason about having 8 guys in the field, maybe with the biggest question mark being third base in terms of, you know, longevity and being a veteran player and having a baseball card in the back of the baseball card. And they just played to that, they would be fine. And here they are over 500 now, getting ready to go on the road to play the Dodgers and Giants.
It's 10-3 in their last 13.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
I could probably say they're probably the hottest team in baseball in those 13 games.
I don't know if any other teams had a big winning streak, but I would think in the last 13, yeah, pretty hard. Top 10-3.
Collision course.
Here playoffs. We go. Now we're talking. now we're see. There's so much positivity. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Mets in L.A. tomorrow night to play the Dodgers, then day games on Saturday and Sunday. I mentioned the fact that the Rays had a lead on the Angels in the ninth inning. They bring in their closer, Pete Fairbanks, and things went, well, sideways for him.
And here's the pitch on Ward. He swings at that one, and he lifts the ball into shallow right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. The throw to the plate is late, and coming in is Rendon. He scores from second. Taylor Ward, who leads the AL and runs batted in, drives in the go-ahead run. It's 5-4 Angels.
So that's Angels Radio, and the reason I play this is because of the implosion by Fairbanks, who was asked afterwards, what was the issue today? Command? Velocity? Was it one specific thing?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Anybody here ever have an all-encompassing suck?
Oh, God. Yeah. Tuesday at Glen Oaks. I sucked that golf course right off. I sucked the sand out of the bunkers.
And he's true.
It happens.
Remember the time he locked up in the hotel room with Gina?
Oh, I remember that story.
That's different.
That's an all-time suck spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it really get to that point?
Right, exactly. It's the opposite of it.
So he was, he was pretty disappointed with his performance. What did you think about Kingman's performance? Now, the Islanders close out the regular season. They were tied late.
Play with the steal. McLean, Simon Holmstrom has given the Islanders the lead late in the third.
There's your guy, Brendan Burke, on MSG. That would snap the 4-4 tie with about 5.5 to go in regulation. The Islanders beat the Penguins 5-4. They go into the postseason on a
roll. I'll tell you, that was some kind of pass by McLean. You see that?
I didn't. No.
It was a backhanded blind pass as he took the puck away, going towards the net and threw it back to where he knew his player was.
Pretty good.
That was great because Jerry, for a second there, was going to pretend that he saw it. But and then you just gave up. You went, no, I didn't see it.
Well, there you go. You just saw it again.
I did. That was a great pass now that I saw it. I didn't. I mean, my head was down when he was saying that.
Oh, okay.
But now I just saw it. Unbelievable. And they've played unbelievable hockey.
They have.
So, hey, good for them.
You see that pass? No, actually, I didn't. You're like, why am I lying?
I'm not going to. Like, I didn't see
it. You know when someone says, hey, you see that movie? Sometimes I just say, yeah, I do. Because then if I say I didn't see it, they go, oh, you didn't see the movie? Oh, God, unbelievable. Well, there's just one scene. Then you got to sit there for 3 minutes as they explain you the movie. You just go, hey, you see that movie where this happens? Yeah, I saw it. You just fake laugh and move on.
You know. No, I actually try to do a good job of, for games I don't watch, to at least watch the highlights the next morning. Islanders-Penguins was meaningless. I didn't watch any of it. I didn't care. One last thing for you. On the Pat McAfee show, Bill Belichick, very odd to me, because I went back and watched this. Al, we were talking about this before. They talk about the article on the show that came out in the morning about Belichick and Kraft. My guess is, I didn't see the show. I'm watching the different segments on YouTube. They also have Belichick on for 32 minutes. And unless I missed it, they never even referenced the article or ask him. And unless it was pre-taped, I don't know. But they had Belichick on
that
for 30.
That was an ESPN article, too.
Yeah, and they talked about it. And they went to one of their producers that's there, is a huge Patriot guy. They asked him his opinion. And they kind of broke down the different segments of the article. Did a good job breaking down the article, what they thought was real, wasn't real. But then they didn't ask Belichick when he was there about
you
it.
Know, you know what's interesting? Pro Football Talk has an article up today about whether or not the Patriots are paying Bill Belichick, like the final year of his contract.
Yeah.
Like $25 million. I would think that if you were paying Bill Belichick $25 million this year, that you would have wanted him to get a job somewhere else at the reasonable amount of money to at least save some money from the contract.
Absolutely.
That you were paying him, if in fact that's true. So that, and I think that's a pretty good source. I think Florio does a good job in regards to some of that stuff. But that's why that whole article from ESPN about Bill Belichick. Why is everybody going after him? He won all these freaking Super Bowls.
Right. Now, last thing with that. He did admit something, probably unforeseen, you would think. Is it A, he has never eaten a slice of pizza? He has B, never drank coffee? C, never once smoked a cigarette? Or D, admitted on the McAfee show that it was indeed him in that summer video leaving the bungalow?
I did not see this. I'm going to guess coffee.
Boomer?
I'm going to... Oh, man. I'm going to say he had... No, he didn't admit he was out of the bungalow. That's not his deal. I'm going to say coffee.
All right, well, I have no answer. No reason to ask them. Yes.
Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
How about that?
There you go.
He's, what, 70-ish, right?
Yeah, and you put those other ones together, and that's good.
I did, yeah. Record. Well, I figured they were all kind of one and the same. Pizza, coffee, cigarette. I feel like everyone in the 70 has done that.
The fact that you remembered the bungalow.
I did.
That'd be great if he had admitted that.
I mean, it was a real tough time for me when I was caught on camera after I banged that woman in that bungalow. Caught me on the Ring camera. Anyway,
he did.
Back to the Patriots.
Back to the draft. He did not admit that. So there you go.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. And speaking of CBS Sports Network, I know you were at a retirement party last night for CBS Sports big boss Sean McManus. The Masters was his last big event, and his great career there at CBS coming to a close. And David Burson taking over in that role. And those guys have been very, very good to us, and obviously especially good to you over the years. So that was that party, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, you know, I saw, spent some time with Roger Goodell. Saw Bob Kraft there last night. A lot of the super executives from Paramount were there, and everybody celebrating Sean's illustrious career. You know, I shook his hand down at the 9/11 Super Bowl. down in, I think it was New Orleans. I think we were down there. And he said, I'd love for you to come and be a part of the NFL today. And that handshake led to a 22-year friendship and an opportunity to sit there with some great guys discussing football on Sundays. And, you know, I just went up to him, gave him a hug, and I said, thank you for everything. It's been a great place to work. It really has been. And, you know, the other executives that are there, like the Harold Bryans of the world, Tyler Hale and David Burson and everybody, they're all there. Everybody's celebrating Sean. And it was great. Now, one of the interesting things happened to me, because we talked about my birthday yesterday so much.
Yeah.
You know, I was getting text messages from everybody. And it was really, I mean, it's fun answering back because everybody had their little take on things and all that other stuff. I'm walking up the stairs, and who do I see? Jen Sabatel.
Yes, head of media relations, and what else would you say her title?
Well, I would say she's an executive, too.
Executive of media relations.
Right, exactly. And I walk up there, she goes, oh, I've been meaning to text you all day today. Happy birthday. I said, well, why didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, like you're that busy, you can't take 2 seconds out to, like, send me a nice birthday text message?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's embarrassing. You know,
and then immediately she walked away from me to go to somebody else. I mean, I was like, okay, see ya.
Man.
I mean, that was, I mean, you talk about a cold shoulder.
Yeah, I've been meaning to text you all day. Happy birthday.
And then, of course, I run into Coach Cower. And they had his thing out in Pittsburgh last week.
Yeah, you and I
did a videotape for that.
That's right, yeah.
He said that your impression and the way that you did your little kind of...
Ode to Pittsburgh
was very warmly received.
Nice.
And he said, thank you. He appreciated that we sent that video out there. They roasted him in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
So I saw him last night. He was great and looks good. And he and V are going to be doing some traveling. So it's all good right now. And that turnout for Sean last night, you can always tell when a guy has really had an impact on a lot of people by the amount of people that show up. And remember, he was also a part of news as well as sports there for a while. So a lot of the news division was there. So it was great. It was really great, except for that one awkward, Jen Sabatel, I meant to text you. Well, you didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say that you obviously didn't have that much of an impact on Jen Sabatel over the years because
obviously
she knows it's your birthday. Doesn't text you. She's probably like, oh, was it a place where you could actually not see everybody that was there? You know,
I was coming up the stairs. It was over at the place called The Grill. It used to be the Four Seasons restaurant over on East 52nd Street.
Okay.
Which, by the way, just Midtown is just insane.
I was going to say, how was that
true? I wonder why they want to have congestion pricing. They're going to make a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
There's so many freaking cars and trucks and double parked trucks. You know, if they just got rid of all the double parked trucks in this city.
Well, what are the delivery drivers supposed to do?
They got to put the city bike thing on the sidewalk, get the restaurants out of the streets. I mean, listen, it's like insane.
I understand.
And then they got those steam things coming out of the middle of the roads.
Oh, yeah, those the slee stacks.
Yeah, the slee stacks with the steam coming out of it. I don't know what the hell that is. But anyway, it was a great night, but I just thought it was just a little awkward when somebody basically says, I was going to text you, but they didn't.
You know, at your black tie event, there's sometimes you don't see everybody that's there. Like, there are years where it's like, hey, were you there? I was there. Oh, I didn't even see it because it's a big event. There's a lot of stuff going on. So I think what Jen Sabatel was hoping was that she wouldn't even see you last night. And then when you cross paths at the stairs, she's like, ah.
She was like the first one I saw.
Yeah.
Now, the last one I saw.
Bad luck for her.
The last one I saw when I was leaving was Andrew Marchand.
He was there?
Oh, yeah, he was there.
No, he let the rat into the kitchen?
He was there. You know, he was looking for stuff, and he and I were having a very nice conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said a lot of nice things about our show, which is nice. That's great. But then he came up with this thing, like, as we're talking about, okay, which former athlete, decorated athlete, has had the best kind of post-playing career in media?
Yeah, you know, I've talked about this before, and I have answers to it.
So I want to hear what. All right, well,
we'll take a break, okay. And then I will give you answers.
Because he told me who his number one guy is.
Okay,
and I understand why he says it, but I don't totally agree with it. But we'll see. I want to hear what you think.
Okay, I've thought about this many times, actually. Believe it or not.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.